But we've talked them into an amazing exclusive offer just for our listeners because we love it. We know you will, too. This week only, take $100 off. They'll even throw in free shipping at this price. You can gift this amazing machine and be the holiday hero. The only way to get this amazing drink maker at $100 off plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com. Use my code TIM50 at checkout to save $100 off standard price and you get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com. And use my code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade
with those blues on parade.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
Crossed over.
It's Brick.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I'm not ready yet. Can we wait another hour? We can have Ramsey and David Solomon.
Turn your microphone up.
Can we have Ramsey and David Solomon?
Turn up some more.
Now, do you know that a lot
can
of people...
Can we have Ramsey and David Solomon come in
and... And do what?
Their show for another hour.
Why?
Because we're not ready.
We've never prepared today.
We've never been ready.
No.
We've never had a prepared show. People need to know how this business works. Most shows have what they call the clock. And in a lot of cases, and I've seen this, there's an actual round clock. And it's broken into like segments, like a pie.
I hate that clock.
And each segment is here's
the
what
time
happens
chart.
Here. Yeah,
format
time
clock.
Yeah.
Oh,
here's what we have. One sheet of paper, and it has the names of the advertisers I need to speak for today. Not what time I have to do it.
Just right. Whenever you want.
Yeah. An hour. That's it. That's our preparation for the show. So. We don't need them. We'll be fine. We've been fine every day for over 2 years coming in here, and many days when we come in, and I'm not kidding, folks, the complete show has nothing to do with whatever in my head I thought we'd talk about. But that's the beauty of not being structured, because when you're structured, you just can't do...
You have to be rigid. You've got to be like, all right, well, let's talk about this for 15 minutes,
well,
take a commercial break, and then come back.
And most radio stations, I'm serious, they have, if they have somebody on the phone, they know they have 6 minutes, and so they have to wrap it up. If we get somebody really interesting, you can be on for 36 minutes. Mm-hmm. We don't care. Stay on, because you're probably more interesting than we are. So good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. And I have, the last day or two, I have messed up doing something that I know a lot of people... really don't like, and I'm sorry that I left it out, because I know it irritates a lot of people.
Oh,
and that mm-hmm. something is simply this.
I tried.
Today, you did, is the 18th of December. Look outside. What do you see? Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I had a doctor's appointment before I came here, and I went from the car... And I wasn't parked real close to the building with just a shirt on. It felt like summer to me today.
It feels great
outside.
Wait till Christmas comes around. You'll have shorts on.
What, is it going to be warm?
Mid-50s.
Really?
Beautiful, unless you're a kid. I take that back, because if you're a kid and you got a scooter
or a bike. Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
You can go out and ride.
So how's your health? You doing all right?
Did the doctor do the finger thing?
No, I wasn't.
Bend over.
This is an orthopedic guy.
Both hands on your shoulders.
No, Dan.
Orthopedic, what's that? Feet?
Bones.
Yeah.
Okay, bones.
Shoulders, like, hip, knee, bones. Yeah. So, but my point was, it's so nice and pleasant and sunny and there's no wind. It felt like spring to me. And I don't wear a coat unless I'm really cold. I don't like a coat. So, folks, it's a beautiful day.
Did he tell you to stop working out so much?
No, but we talked about that.
Yeah.
And I told him that, I forgot the name of it, but my right knee, and I forgot what it's called.
Meniscus?
No, it's something else.
And tendonitis?
It's a complicated, I don't know the name, but it's
AIDS.
You've got AIDS in your knee?
That's it.
AIDS in your knee.
No, and I told him, I said, and I had a couple of shots, and I said, you know.
Lots of bourbon?
No, I said, I think it is actually just on its own healing. And I said, and I'm going to tell you, I believe it's because I don't overexert from working out. And he said, perfect, because he doesn't work out either. He's one of my favorite people.
Sounds
because
like
he's a doc. You know who he is.
Oh, yes.
He's overweight,
yes.
And he hates the gym, and he's a great guy. And I said, I need to talk to my wife, because my wife is having some very severe shoulder pain in her right shoulder. She's in the gym 3-4 times a week, has been for years. She watches what she eats. Her shoulder's killing her. My knee is healing itself. Thank you.
My knee is healing itself.
I need to give Limey a brief lesson real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you this as a friend, okay? I'm going to tell you this as a friend and as a guy who's a little older than you. And I learned this when we went on the European cruise that you didn't go on.
Frank isn't guilty of this.
But when you ask somebody who's ARP eligible, shall we say, how their health is, you better be ready to sit and listen for an hour.
Because they're going to tell you
that for the next hour of your life, they're going to tell you their entire medical history. And then, most likely, they're going to tell you their spouse's entire medical history right after that.
Sure.
So I'm just warning you.
True.
Because Frank was quick in and out, right? But if you do that to somebody other than Frank, be ready. Make yourself ready.
What you have to do is say something like, how about this weather? You don't say how you feeling, how you doing. I like this weather.
Don't say how's your health, because you're gonna get a medical report that's an hour long.
I apologize.
I'm just warning you as a guy that's a little older than you.
Here's what's interesting about
how is your health?
It's good. But here's what's interesting about me. No, it's good. Even with the little things I have, it's good.
The little thing that you have.
No. The little things, plural. So, compared to a lot of people who are my age and who are frail and I'm in great shape compared to them, and I shouldn't be. Because Cracker Barrel is my favorite kind of food. I hate the gym.
Well, that's the thing.
I hate exercise.
You've got 40 years of butter just lubricating your joints and stuff
like that. That's the way
I
look at it. It is
40 years of butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, more than that.
Lubricant.
It is a lubricant. And,
40 years of butter. That's a great song title.
And I don't,
or movie or something.
I don't like being overweight. I'm back to probably 15, 20 pounds overweight. 20 at least. No, I'm not. Don't do that. I'm not complaining.
I told you, Lemmy.
I have nothing to complain about.
I warned you.
No, I don't complain.
I warned you.
I don't complain. I just tell stories, but I don't complain. And here's why I don't complain. I've seen the lives of enough other people who have horrible things they go through.
Yeah.
Loss of children, terminal stage 4, whatever. My life's a gravy train. And how about, did you see the video of the girl snatched and abducted yesterday?
The girl? What?
In the Bronx.
No.
Did that.
Walking with her mother in the Bronx, and a car pulls up, and two guys jump out, and they grab her and throw her in the car and take off.
Whoa.
She has now admitted the whole thing was staged. They had police. This is when the family should have to pay.
They staged it?
Yeah, and man, they had the FBI because of kidnapping.
Why did they stage it, though? Were they trying to advertise something?
She staged it because she wanted to be with her boyfriend, and her mom hated her boyfriend. So her boyfriend arranged for a couple of thugs to grab her so she could go be with her boyfriend.
So her mom didn't know.
Why not?
No, her mom didn't know. Her mom thought that could be abducted. Oh, yeah.
She couldn't just say, hey, gone and found a babysitter for a couple of hours. This was the most reasonable idea.
And I watched the video yesterday thinking, oh, my goodness, this is horrible. Right in front of her mother, these kidnappers. Yeah, they were friends of hers.
Wow.
Did you see?
It's a Jesse Smollett situation. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Juicy Smollett.
How old is she?
16.
Oh.
Did you see the story in the same state and the same paper about that also was captured on video about the girl who was stabbed to death in a park in Central Park?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
So listen, this blonde white college girl goes to a park in the middle of New York City to buy herself some marijuana.
Right.
Right. They found her stabbed and strangled to death.
Right.
So his 14-year-old kid confesses to some member of his family that he was involved in it, and whatever member of his family it was, I don't know if his dad, his uncle, or whoever, was driving him to the police station because they had called him in, wanted him for questioning. Uh-huh. And the guy stops at a red light, and the kid jumps out of the car.
Oh, man.
And they can't find him. The kid, the 14-year-old kid, just on the loose in the middle of New York City, jumps out of the car, and they can't find him. They've been searching for him for days.
He's going to be hiding in a friend's house or something
that. They'll get him. But that's a horrible story. And, you know, the other thing about that story that's interesting is this girl, I read a couple of articles where the family is real upset that they seem to know she was buying marijuana. That somehow that
really
would
that's
hold
what
hold on that sorry. That would shame the family and that now everybody's going to think of our daughter. No, they're not.
No.
Look, let me tell you something, parents of college students. If you found out that your kid bought marijuana, that means that your kid is one of about 95% of kids in college who buy marijuana, and you may not like it. You may go, not my kid. You parents who do that, well, not my kid. Wow, are you going to be in for some shocks in your life? I never did that, ever. When I found out or heard that one of my kids might be doing whatever, all I wanted to know was how we put an end to it and how we stop it and that they get punished. I never went, well, my kid wouldn't do that. Everybody's kid is capable of doing all kinds of things, mm-hmm. from pressure from their buddies. So don't be one of those not my kid people. But that was a... Getting stabbed has got to be horrible.
This is a perfect segue into you retelling that story of what you did when you found your son with all of his rap CDs mm-hmm. and how you handled that.
Yeah.
I do like that story.
I never heard that story.
Oh, yeah.
I got in my son was 17. And I got in his car, which was actually my car, and it was an Eclipse. Mitsubishi Eclipse. I still remember the car.
Right.
And it was a stick shift. And one day, he was home, I was home. I just thought, I'm just going to get in this car and take it for a drive, see how he's holding up, see how he's treating it, taking care of it, because... You know, sometimes
right,
kids,
why not?
They abuse cars.
Yeah.
I got it and I started it and I turned the ignition and there's a CD in it and the first words that came out of the speaker were not part of, they were part of the song, but it was the verbiage preceding the
chorus.
And here were the words. Suck my D, you effing whore.
Oh.
I shut the car off.
That was a love song.
I ejected the
CD.
That a
ballad?
Yeah.
No, I ejected the CD, and I went in the house and I got my son. I said, come outside. Why don't you come outside?
How old was he?
17. Mm. He came outside, and I went over, and I got a hammer, and I smashed the CD, and I said, go in the house and get me every rap CD that you have.
Oh, my God.
And I said, and don't leave any out, because if I find them, you lose your car.
Right.
He brought out a stack of, like, at least 20 CDs, and in front of him, I smashed all of them, and when I finished, he said, Dad, those weren't mine. They belong to a friend of mine. I said, well, you go tell your friend that your dad smashed all your CDs, and if he wants to take that up with me, he can, or you work it out, because... I said, what if your mom had, what if there'd been a family emergency? I go, oh, take his car. Take Adam, take his car. Mm. And she'd gotten in the car, started it, and heard, suck my D, you effing whore. What if that had been your mom? And that got his attention. I said, how would you like that?
Right.
And I said, there will never be another one of those filthy CDs in a car that I own. And if I ever find there is, or they're in your room, you lose your car for a year. And he knew that it would happen, and I would.
He
do
got
it.
The point.
No, he knew I wasn't kidding. A lot of parents will say, "If you do that, I'm going to do this," but they don't do it. They don't follow up. Let me give you the best, because I'm proud of this one. My boys don't mind if I tell this story. They don't mind. It's one of my favorite stories. And when it was happening, I got actually criticized by some other parents. I don't care what other parents think about what I did. I knew they had been on the phone having some very quiet, secretive conversations behind closed doors with somebody who they probably shouldn't have been talking to. And so I had enough of it. I went to Radio Shack. Remember Radio Shack, everybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I bought a voice-activated recorder. We had a phone line in the house for the fax machine. We had a phone line for us, and we had a phone line for the kids. They had their phone line and their own number.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You're a nice dad.
Well, it was to keep them from tying up our phone, basically. Okay. So I knew which jack was the jack for their... So I plugged the recorder into a jack in another room that I knew was their line, knowing that whenever they pick up the phone, voice act, they would start to record. Sure enough, this guy calls, and they're... But I'm recording it. And it only took one night and one phone call. And when I heard him telling them where he would meet them and that he'd have the stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming it was either cigarettes or pot or whatever, I walked in their room and I said, you will not be meeting Stuart tomorrow night. And they just stared at me.
Oh,
I said, there will be no drop. There will be no paying him for anything. You're not going to see him tomorrow night. You're never going to see him again for the rest of your life. And one of my sons just said, "Dad, how could you possibly know?"
Right.
I said, "Because I tapped your phone and I recorded your phone conversation." Now check this out.
Wow.
My second son, who is, if somebody could have been the attorney, it could have been him. He said, "Dad, what you did was illegal." And I said, "Yes, it was." Now, at that age, he actually knew recording two parties when neither party was. And I said, "You're right. It is illegal. If you want to get an attorney and you want to sue me or what, you go ahead and do that. But what I did to prevent you from doing something that would probably have been more illegal and led to you going down the wrong road. So, right. Yeah, I did what I had to do. And here's what else I'm going to do. And here was the punishment. I said, for sneaking and doing the stuff you knew I wouldn't approve of or knowing you were going to do it, and they both drove. So you know, one was like 16, one was 18, whatever. For 6 months exactly, and let's take like today is the 18th.
Right.
So it would be the 18th of June, let's say. You are not to drive 1 mile outside of to work, school, and home. For 6 months. You can't go anywhere. You can't go to a friend's house. You can't go to a restaurant. Nothing for 6 months. You also cannot take or make a phone call from this house. You can't receive a call. You can't make a call mm-hmm. for 6 months. It was it was harsh, okay? And I said, I will answer every call that comes in on your line. I will answer them. You don't pick them up. So for a few weeks, when their line would ring, I'd answer. And they'd say, they'd ask for one of them, and I'd say, "He's here, but he can't talk to you until June 18th.
Oh.
Don't call him again, he won't call you. He won't be calling you." And I told them, "I'll check the odometers. I know how far it is to work. I know how far it is to school." And you'll go. And for 6 solid months, they didn't go anywhere. They didn't see a movie. They didn't go to a friend. They did nothing for 6 months. And let me tell you something. When that 6 months was up, it was like getting out of prison. And from that day forward, I couldn't have asked for better kids or more respectful kids because they knew. And
right.
I said, if you blow this, I said, there's a fax machine downstairs, and I know there's a handset on it. If you think you're going to use that phone, I know there's a dial tone there. You're not using it either because there's a printout. I can pull that up. I said, and if you bust this in any way, if you make a call, if you want drive a mile except for, then you lose your cars and your phone privileges for an additional year. So now you're at 18 Ooh. Months. And to the day, and the day that 6 months was up, man, I don't know where they went, but they probably drove everywhere. They called, and they probably called everybody they knew. And it was like getting out of prison. But I'm going to tell you that it worked. I'll give you another example because I'm actually proud of this. I came home one day with a go-kart. It was as much for me as it was for them.
Right.
You, when you have, especially boys, you buy things and you act like it's for them. It's really for you. So I bought a go-kart, brand new go-kart. And I pull up with it in the back of a truck, a pickup truck. And I said, "Hey, come outside. I want you to see something." They went nuts. And who wouldn't? It's a go-kart.
Go-karts are awesome.
Just for no reason except I bought a go-kart. And I said, "Here are the rules. Helmet and nobody hanging on the back of the go-kart because there's a place back there, a bar, you can actually hold on to the driver.
And have somebody drag you?
No, just stand on the frame and ride on the back." I said, if you break either one of those rules, The go-kart's gone. I get a call at the house from a woman. Never forget it. She said, do... And they, again, the boys don't mind if I tell these stories because hopefully they'll use the same tactics with their kids. She says, do you have a son named Austin? I said, yeah. She said, my name is... And she told me, she said, she was shaking, and she said, I came very close to killing your son a few minutes ago.
Oh.
And I said, how's that? She said, he came over the hill on a go-kart toward me and really wasn't paying attention, and I had to swerve off the road. She said, I could easily have killed him. And I said, let me ask you two questions. Did he have on a helmet? She said, no. I said, was there anybody else on the go-kart? She said, there was a little girl on the back. I knew exactly who it was. It was Kelly, who lived across the street. I said, ma'am, thank you so much. He comes home from school, and I said, go out and say goodbye to your go-kart. It leaves the house tomorrow. And he just stared at me, and I said, did you have Kelly across the street on the back of that go-kart going down the street? And he said, yes. I said, did you have on a helmet? And he said, no. I said, you'll never see it again. And I gave it away.
You gave it away?
I called, painful. Dan, you know who I called? Alan Barklage.
Oh, really?
That's painful.
He was a big go-kart guy.
Yeah.
Somebody buy it from you, sure, I mean, that hurts, but just watching it be given away.
But see, I didn't want it there. I didn't want to wait for people to come. I wanted it gone.
Right,
out
instantly.
Of their sight. So I just gave it away. I said, come get it. I said, you want a go-kart? Free? He said, absolutely. And he came, picked it up, and the next day it was gone. They never saw it again. I said, you'll never have another one. But you have to do that, and here's part of what I think is wrong today. A lot of kids today, there's nobody, they're not afraid of anybody. They're not afraid of their teacher. They're not afraid of the preacher. They're not afraid of their parents. They're not afraid of the police. They're not afraid of anybody. Fear is a fantastic motivator. It's a tremendous way to it makes you think twice before you do a lot of things. If you're afraid, you go, maybe. I don't know if I should do this. I'm afraid of fill in the blank. I was scared to death of my teachers. I was scared of the principal. I was scared of my disappointing my parents. I certainly was not afraid of the police, but I respected the police.
Right.
It's gone. It's just gone. So I know you asked for one story, but that's but I to balance things out, people should know that I stood up for my kids and defended my kids more than once when I knew.
Oh, you ain't got to worry about that. You mentioned a couple weeks ago their first ride from the hospital was in a limo. So, like, you know, I think we're covered on that.
They were newborn babies. I'm not saying do nice things. I'm saying I defended them, and I didn't always. I gave them a chance to tell the truth, and when they hadn't done something wrong, and they were going to be suspended or held after school, I went and stood up for them and defended them and kept it from happening. Because sometimes you're accused of things you didn't do.
My dad was great at that. When if ever he thought that I got in trouble at school for something that was pointless or stupid, if somebody was giving me a hard time, my dad was great at that. He was one of these people where just very eloquent. Very kind of like, you know, domineering voice. So he'd call at the school or something like that, and he'd just solve the problem or whatever it was.
Good
or
for him.
He'd get to, like, you know, the actual bottom of the story. And if I was in the wrong, which sometimes I was, you know, I dealt with the consequences. But, yeah, he was a good dad.
Good for him. Yeah, I quick to punish, quick to defend. You have to do both, I think. All right, here's how this works if you don't know. I'm going to do a commercial, and after that, we'll take your calls. And after that, we'll have a little what we call the Burke segment. And after that, we'll have the news, and we're going to talk to John Londoff. And then Dr. Doug Pernikoff, I hope, will come in the studio again. I like it that he's coming.
I just saw him walk in.
Well, there you go. Hey, there he is. Yeah. Hey, Santa Claus, how you doing?
Santa Claus.
The guy's got the greatest beard. He could either be a head of a big cigar company down in Cuba or Dominican Republic or Santa Claus.
I mean,
what
Santa Claus
hat he's wearing, I guess. So you're welcome to call 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Window World. What would we do without him on this show? My goodness. Dr. Doug's in today. Who's he sponsored by? Window World. Yesterday, Dan Buffa, Window World. Monday, Josh Bauman, Window World. Every day, Bill Cleveland, Window World. You need a replacement window? Window World. And you know what to do. You know how to you know how this works. You tell them the reason you're contacting them is because you're AM and the PM. And then the rest is up to you and up to them. But I'm going to tell you there are several reasons that they are the number one selling replacement window in the country. You don't get to that level without doing a whole bunch of things right. You can't just have a great product. You have to have great people putting that product in correctly. You have to have some sort of assurance for the customers that you're going to stand behind that product. And they do, in the form of a lifetime warranty and a good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. If you want to know more, windowworldstlouis.com. Let's talk to Andy, and then we'll do some Burke segment unless we get some more calls. Andy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Andy.
Merry Christmas, Andy.
Merry Christmas. In case you didn't recognize
it. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you, Andy. And in case you didn't recognize it, that was Dan Strauss doing his impression of Jimmy Stewart saying Merry Christmas in It's a Wonderful Life. Dan, can we have that again?
Merry Christmas.
You know, you're losing.
I know.
You may be losing.
Merry Christmas, you beautiful building alone.
You're losing your Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, my goodness.
You lost Don Knotts, and now you're losing Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, no.
This is sad. What's up, Andy?
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. I just want to ask you a question, Frank. I noticed on Thursdays, you used to sing the song, the opening thing to the, when the lawyer came on there, Scott Sherman, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Used to sing in the opening of the Johnny Cash song. I was wondering why you stopped doing that because you really sounded good.
He's right. It's been months.
No, I don't do it anymore. Quite frankly, I think I quit it because in my own head, I just thought people don't want to hear that. They don't hear me sing. Why would I be singing with Johnny Cash?
Andy wants to hear it.
Well, we'll play it right now.
Okay, yeah. Hang on a second.
It's not even Thursday until tomorrow. I'll do it now, right, and I want to do it tomorrow. But sometimes I just sort of self-critique and go, "Yeah, no, I want to hear that." Nobody.
Someone said that, you know, they didn't like it or not.
No, nobody said they didn't like it. I just did that on my own. But here, fire that thing up.
I'm waiting. It's not responding.
It's like
right
an immediate Christmas present. For
Except it's not immediate because our computer's frozen.
Right.
So we're waiting.
Hang on a second.
Is the name of that song?
What?
That in this side of the law. Because I don't know how we found it, if a listener suggested
Johnny Cash this
Yeah, but it's a good song, but I've never heard that song by Johnny Cash anywhere except on the station for that segment. It's not a song, you know what I'm saying? Has anybody else ever heard it anywhere?
I think it's...
No,
I've never heard it, too, is when you played it.
Actually called This Side of the Law by Johnny Cash.
Wow, I thought about every song he's ever done.
You know what?
But not that one.
Screw this computer, I'm just going to play it off YouTube. I'm going to play the whole thing.
All right, go ahead. Here we go. It's raining.
I know. Yeah, this is the whole song.
Oh, okay. Not used to that. when does he come
out? I have no idea.
This is the karaoke version.
Is it?
I'm just kidding. Could be.
Oh, I'm going to skip ahead.
Oh, this side. No, there he
is. Who is for and who's against the law? On this side of the law, on that side of the law. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who is for and who's against the law?
There you go. There's your Christmas present, Andy.
I appreciate it, Frank. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy. Merry Christmas.
There you go. See, you just made his Christmas.
Well, that's a request you don't get every day. So, Burke segment, anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, let's go to former resident of Great Britain, current resident of the United States of America, born in the USA, and holder of two citizenships. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank. No, real quick, I finished my first college year, I guess you could say. Thank you.
Remind everybody what it is you're studying online, right?
I am studying online. I'm taking online classes at Maryville University. My last class was a business law class.
Mm.
And let me tell you, that stuff is tough. You think you've got the legal system or the, like, you know, law requirements down.
No, I don't.
And there's always some loophole. There's always some catch or some stipulation. It's tricky. But with a lot of help from Scott Sherman, I got through the course with a B. So,
B?
Yeah, with a B. Yeah. I'm happy.
Is that unbelievable that you can go to college and stay at home? I mean, you think about it.
I do. I have actually taken part in classes while I'm sitting on the couch wearing just like, you know, a t-shirt and shorts, just relaxing.
And why not?
Right?
If you can pass tests, and you can read and learn. And sometimes you don't need a teacher.
Right. It's handy. They give you all the reading material.
And,
but yes,
and the ultimate goal is what? When you're, why
my
you're
ultimate goal is to graduate and then get a job in the cyber world, really. Maybe primarily something in the security world. I don't know if I want to go to the private sector or the government sector, because the government sector pays really, really well.
You'll do it. You'll do it. No, you'll do it. No. And you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you got out of this business by then. Good for you. It's smart for you to do that.
Thank you. But that's like finding a job and all that's about 3 or 4 years down the road. Look, I've got time for that. So right now it's just learning the course. But yeah, this this first year, I got 3 A's and a B for my class. So
wow.
I'm happy with that. That's what I got.
A's and an A?
Is there any video on our Facebook page of little Theo actually moving around or doing anything? Or?
No. Do you want to see some pictures?
No, I want you to put a video of you changing his diaper.
That's you want to change his diaper?
No, right. I don't want to change
it. I could probably do that.
I'd like you to have her hold the
put
camera.
Put a video
and
on
we
that.
Like to, wouldn't you like this? I would like to see him change a diaper.
Change a diaper? Yeah, sure. Why not? I tell you what. When it comes to changing diapers, got that down.
With the fountain going on?
Feeding. Off. Yeah, the fountain. I now know what to do. You just got to have it covered up. You know,
yeah, he's still feeding. Then, he's still everything's in a bottle.
Oh right? Yeah, everything is in a bottle.
See, I forget when does that change over to like
around,
have a cracker or something.
I think around, I don't know about a cracker, but I know they can start doing soft foods around 6 months.
Man, there's nothing more disgusting than the Gerber's vegetables.
Oh yeah, those are
green peas and junk.
I love it when friends or family members of mine have a baby because when they throw that baby's first birthday party, that 1-year-old birthday party, mm-hmm. I ask one question, and the answer to this question determines whether or not I'm going to show up to the party or not. It's one question.
You got any beer? Is that the question?
No, that's not the question.
Got any pretzels?
The question, no, that's not the question either. The question is, are you going to allow your child to put hands in the birthday cake and try and feed itself?
Oh, heck
because
yeah.
Because that is the funniest thing you'll ever see in your life. Because within 20 minutes, there's cake all over their face. It's like they stick their finger in it, and they kind of put it through their mouth. Oh, that's good. And then the whole hand goes in it. Then the other hand goes in it. And then it's cake from head to toe. And I will not, if they tell me, we thought about it. We thought they'd be going to be too messy. I don't show. I'll only show if I get to see that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it.
It's the best.
It's hilarious.
There's one, and it's a picture that is always over social media whenever the Cardinals beat the Dodgers or the Cubs or something, and it's a baby that ate a blue birthday cake,
ooh.
And it just says, "Bring me another Dodger!" And it's just covered in blue cake
it's
and
awesome.
Surrounded by it. So yeah, but for Theo's birthday, me and Jocelyn have already discussed this. We're not going to do one of those stupid things where Jocelyn and I have already discussed this. We're not going to do one of those things where we sit him down and we like, you know, read birthday cards from people to him because that's just dumb.
No.
We're just going to throw a barbecue, give him a big cake, stick him in a high chair, have at it.
And videotape it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You
got to do that.
That's awesome.
That.
I know people that
I got nothing else.
They have the baby has their own little cake. And then they have a cake for everyone else.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, you know. That's smart.
Because
I don't think people want to eat the cake that's smashed on the baby's face.
No.
You can't rake
it
off.
I like eating cake as well, so I want some.
Yeah. Mm. Who's next? Burke segment.
I don't have anything.
I do.
Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Today I did something for the first time ever.
Sexual intercourse?
No, that's... I'm still waiting on that.
First time ever. As Chris Farley would say, I don't know what that feels like.
I have some items for sale, and I have a personal assistant who works in my house with me a couple days a week, and I tasked her with photographing these items for sale and marketing these items that I have for sale on websites, and the three websites that we agreed on were eBay, Craigslist, and Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
Well, you need to call the yard sale.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I am blown away at how many people respond on Facebook Marketplace. And it made me think of this when you're talking about your go-kart story.
Oh, it's huge.
If you took your go-kart away from your kid now, you could put that thing on Facebook Marketplace and be gone in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried to sell anything in a long time. And
how hard is it to get on there?
Well, you just have to have a Facebook account, and then
you want to see the marketplace? I'll show you right now.
No, I don't need to see.
All you need is a Facebook account.
Would it be sufficient that we have a show Facebook page or no?
It's in areas,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, you could sell, because what you could do is you could post the item for sale, but then they would instant message you on whoever controls the Facebook page messenger. So they communicate with you through Facebook Messenger, if that makes sense.
I'll tell you why your timing of mentioning this couldn't be better after you finish.
Okay.
Hey, Frank, you want to buy a school bus? $2,600?
Can I tell you something? I've always wanted a school bus.
A short one or a long one?
A long one.
No.
Moscow Mills?
Maybe a short one.
No, this one. Do you want the Batmobile?
Not for $2,600, because it can't be in.
Can I finish?
Yeah, no, but it is
$98,000. Yeah, you interrupted.
Sorry, it's $98,000. You want it
for Batmobile? No, thanks.
Okay.
I've had like 50 people respond to a couple of the items. Like, is this for sales? Where are you going to be? Why are you going to be there? I'm going to be in Kirkwood till 6, and I'll be in Eureka 6:45. I can make it to Kirkwood. Where in Kirkwood are you going to be? I'm like, I may have to step out of here because two of the items are in my car.
So they're small enough.
One was a portable electric fireplace that I never use, and one was an Abbott and Costello figurine from my father's art gallery that's battery operated, and they do Who's On First. Yeah, and the mouthpiece is open and the heads spin around the whole bit.
How much you want for that?
Well, I listed them both for $40 and they both sold immediately.
Well, sure they did. I think you priced them too low.
Maybe I did, but I've got a couple of higher priced items that I put on eBay, and I learned something today. I've never tried to sell anything on eBay before, so I have an item that I want $3,000 for. It's a piece of art that I have no use for and was gifted to me way back a long time ago, and I don't want it anymore. I have two pieces of art, actually. One that I'm listing for $1,300, one for $3,000. I put them on eBay. I tried to put them on eBay today. If you haven't sold anything on eBay, they give you a $1,000 maximum of anything you can list for sale until you prove yourself as a qualified seller before they'll let you try and sell anything higher than that. I guess they're worried you're going to rip people off.
I have never sold one thing on eBay, and that makes, I know that makes me weird.
I haven't either. I tried today. It's a process. It was so aggravating to sign up for the process
and to get
verified and all these other hoops you got to jump through.
Don't you have to take pictures of it?
Well, sure. I mean, and she did that. You have to write a description of the item. You have to weigh it, and you have to, you know, size it, and you have to do all these other things. But it was the Facebook Marketplace was so much easier than any of the other. And I've gotten zero responses off Craigslist or eBay for all these items. And Facebook Marketplace, I've had 50.
To be fair to the yard sale, which is sponsored by Great, you didn't try the yard sale.
I didn't
fail.
No, I didn't try it, but I will.
Yeah,
I will. I certainly will. But I'm blown away. My phone's been lighting up this entire show. Is this still available? Is this still available? Is this still available? People, because you can put it out on Facebook Marketplace, and you can also put it in your feed to all your Facebook family members and friends.
Yeah.
You can do one or the other or both. And I'll tell you.
And then it'll show up in areas like St. Charles has their St. Charles Marketplace.
Right. I've got clothes that don't fit me. I mean, I'm going to try and sell them all.
No, you'll sell. There are people, this is what they do every day.
Yeah.
They seek out what's for sale on eBay, Craigslist.
A listener, actually, when we mentioned the school bus, just sent me a picture, and they bought a 2002 Bluebird. And they converted it, and I'll show you pictures when we...
I would love that. I've always wanted a school bus.
It looks great.
What would you do with it?
I don't know. That's my problem. I want it, but I don't want to do it.
I'd convert it.
I'd like to have a new pickup truck, but I don't need it. I don't need it, but I just like to have one.
Why not?
I've always thought it'd be cool to have a school bus, and I have no idea why.
Who would you want to ride it or drive it?
Oh, I want to drive it, and we'd all just go to the lake in it or something. I don't know.
You know,
five people in a bus for 50 people.
I rented a school bus for my 21st birthday party.
Perfect.
You could Frank Opinion's party bus.
I'd drive. I'd be the driver.
God rest his soul, but Gus party bus, you know, just got ran over in a horrible hit and run carjacking accident. I think the St. Louis market might be open for that.
Yep.
Frank Opinion party bus?
I have a lot of, like, I always, for years, I wanted a mail truck. You know, the little white with the red and white and blue stripe, the thing with no doors on it. It's like a little.
You got to learn to drive on the right-hand side of the car.
I know. And they sell them. When they get so many.
You can
buy a mail truck.
Yeah. Wow.
But I want the little ones. I don't want a big one. I think that, and I don't know why. What would I do with it? Just come to work and go, hey, come on, look at my mail truck? Who cares? Yeah, I want stuff and I don't know why I want it. That's weird, but I didn't buy one. I didn't buy a school bus.
A mail truck?
No, I've always thought they were something kind of neat. It's because the steering wheel was on the other side.
I think it'd be fun if you were single to show up
a date with a mail truck
or even a school bus.
Could you imagine that?
Oh,
Perfect.
Special delivery.
Could you imagine, though, Frank actually gets a mail truck. He's out there, you know, just imagine him just driving around South County. Somebody sees him. Oh, Frank, you're a mailman now? Nah, just cruising. You know, doing my thing.
But I like him. Let's say you had a date, and you go pick her up in an honest-to-goodness school bus, and she gets in. It's just the two of you, and she's sitting up front. If she goes out with you again, she's a keeper, because most girls wouldn't even complete the trip.
Yeah, but if you got the mail truck, you could make it like a, like they used to do the conversion vans on the inside. You could do all that stuff on the inside of the mail truck.
Make a small camper out of it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Now, the other thing you can buy is a golf cart. A lot of country clubs, they sell their golf carts when they get so much time off.
Well, out in Innsbruck, everybody uses them to get around.
Sure.
Innsbruck and Newtown.
Would you prefer electric or gas? I like gas.
Yeah, gas. Probably.
There's like 15 batteries in those, you know, and then you got to replace the batteries every couple of years.
And then it dies on the 16th hole, and you got to lug your golf bag all the way back to the clubhouse a half mile.
With gas, you just have somebody run you out a couple gallons of gas. Keep going. And they run forever on 4-3 gallons of gas.
Exactly.
That's another thing. This is just kind of a cool thing to have, is a golf cart. My son got one. It was a steal. That somebody was moving and whatever. They lived in one of those communities, so they just wanted to get rid of it. So he got it. And what they did Halloween night, for like $100 or less, he bought some LED lights, lit it up so it glowed underneath, and they went trick-or-treating in the golf cart. I think it's great.
Drove up the driveway, got the candy, and put it in reverse?
Yes. And he said in his subdivision, he thought, well, we'll be the only ones trick-or-treating with the golf cart. He said, no, there were at least a dozen. There's a company that delivers on a trailer golf carts to neighborhoods, either for partying or like there's a pool party, everybody wants to, or trick or treating.
They're cool.
Companies that will rent you multiple golf carts.
How many of those, though, do you think lose their security deposit because the golf cart just gets trashed? I mean, if you're just like, you know, you just rent a golf cart.
I don't think many.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Different generations.
Here's a great golf cart story. I forgot who told me this was years ago when I used to play.
We also got Carrie on the phone.
She's been holding on forever.
It's a guy.
Well, he's been holding long. Carrie, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you held so long. Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Merry Christmas. Amen to PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you were talking about getting reprimanded or disciplined when you were younger, what you did to your kids.
Right.
When I was in grade school, we had a constitution test, and we had a lot of answers for the test and didn't do a whole lot of studying, and the teacher ended up getting terminated, and we got a new teacher in, and he did an evaluation test just to see what kind of knowledge we had of anything that any eighth grade kid would know the answers to, and I didn't get any of them right. Wasn't real happy. I grabbed the test paper out of his hand, crumpled it up. He stood lurking over the top of me, just glaring down at me. I ironed that thing out like it was an ironing board and straightened that piece of paper out. He just looked at me. He picked me up. He threw me against the lockers. And to this day, I can recite the preamble to the Constitution. I can tell you.
Hang on. Your teacher slammed you against the locker?
35 years ago. Heck yeah. And the next day he apologized. Told me, I bet your parents are very upset with me for what I did. I said, no, not really. The last thing I was going to do was go home and tell my mom and dad, because he would have done 10 times worse than what he did.
Carrie,
me against the damn law.
Carrie, this is the difference between now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just, he didn't hurt you. You didn't have to go for surgery. But, buddy, you got the message.
It scared the bejesus out of me and scared me to where I studied my butt off for weeks on end and aced the test. And again, with my knowledge going in and what I ended up with at the end of the year, I mean, the guy, you know, he was like, man, I can't believe how much you know, and he just scared me straight. I mean, he really did. It was unbelievable.
Carrie, my dad did something to me one time. If a parent did it today, they'd have the children removed. He would have lost his fatherhood. Here's what he did. I did something, not deliberately, but it turned out being pretty bad, and it was to the neighbor's daughter, and she caught on fire, and it was an accident, but it was an accident because I was screwing around with
the fire.
No, wait, what did you say? Come on, I know this. You did.
We were playing Indian cowboy.
That's right. Was it?
And I said,
"Gonna burn you at the stake."
Oh my
and,
god!
And I just, I she pulled away, and she actually pulled away and put herself into. Backed into it. Was an incinerator. We used to burn trash. You used to be able to burn leaves and trash.
When you first told that story,
her hair caught on fire, and her socks caught on fire, and she's running like smoking as she's running, and so her dad was. Obviously, he was so mad, and my dad said to me, he said, I want you to go down to Mr. Clayton, and I have already instructed and told him that whatever punishment he wants to inflict on you, he has my permission. I don't know if he's going to take a belt to you, but whatever he wants to do, now go. And I had to walk. Two houses down, and rap on the screen door. He's in the kitchen, and I said, "My dad sent me down, and I'm yours to do." He said, "You do whatever you want to punish me." And the punishment ended up being that I could never come play in their yard again. I was never to associate with his kids again.
Wow!
And that was the punishment. He didn't hit me, beat me, nothing. But Carrie, I'm gonna tell you something. That was a powerful punishment because I wanted to play with her brothers, and no, I was not allowed. I was banned from their yard. From their yard. So
well, heaven forbid something like that happens nowadays, it would be Carrie Fairman Elementary School, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Just one of those deals.
Yeah.
Lawsuits flying everywhere. Yeah. Well, thank you. That's a good story.
Hey, you guys have a great show.
Thank you. You mean we should have one or we do have one?
He hopes it's good the rest of the way.
I think he's actually telling us to step it up in a nice way.
We'll try. That's the best we can do is try. Man, I like stories. I just like stories. I like reminiscing today or yesterday. I like hearing stories from people that are real stories. Everybody said, "Why get all your stories?" I guarantee you, every one of you listening has as many stories as I do. You just don't have a place to tell them like I do. Tim has stories that I don't have. Blimey does. Dan does. We all have stories.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about golf carts. You know how much a golf cart is?
A new one?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. A new how one, much? Basic one's about $5,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and they're more expensive ones than that.
Well, basic golf carts, about $5,000.
My friend from Bulgaria, Nick, went to play golf one time out in Wentzville, and he hooked his tee shot on the first tee after prepaying for 18 rounds with
a cart.
Now,
let me ask you a question. You know, save this and tell it right, or can you tell it in a minute?
I can tell it in 30 seconds.
Go.
He hooked his tee shot off the first tee. He did a hard left turn to get to his ball, which was in front of a lake. And the golf cart, the gas-powered golf cart, tipped over. He fell out of the golf cart and separated his left shoulder. And before he could even get to his first shot of the day, they had to carry him off the course in a stretcher and put him in an ambulance and go have shoulder surgery at the hospital. He went back to the course the next day and asked for his money back. They told him no.
I have a great golf cart story. It's not me, but it's somebody I knew. And it's similar to that, only, I'll save it. I'll do it when we come back. And if Dr. Doug doesn't mind. You don't mind if I tell a story before you, do you? No, he's got his Panama hat in there, like he's on the computer.
And we'll talk with John Londoff, too.
We're going to talk to John Londoff after we come back from the news. Right now, I have to tell you that yesterday, my wife and my daughter both had the separate dental appointments at Ballast Dental Care. I believe my daughter's was at 2:00. And my wife was late in the afternoon, and as usual, they came back talking about what a wonderful time they had at the dentist. Do you do that in your family? Did you, in your family, folks, do you come home after the dentist and say, "Wow, what a fantastic time I had at the dentist"? The answer is probably no, unless you go to Ballast Dental Care. You probably dread it, and then after it's over, they hurt me again. And nah, you need to change dentists. You need to go where we go. I've gone for 46 and a half years to Ballast Dental Care. It's a fantastic dental clinic. The people are wonderful, and I've never dreaded it. It's fun. There's something you never hear. It's fun to go to the dentist. Well, it can be. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I am personally inviting you to become a patient. Join us. Tell them your AM and the PM, and then let me know. And many of you do. I've heard over the years from all kinds of people, well, I went to Ballast Dental Care. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it. Everything you said was true. That's what you'll send me. That'll be your email. BallastDentalCare.com is the website. Stay with us. Dr. Doug Pernikoff is live and in the house, and we're going to check in with him. We're going to talk about our pets and the future pets and all that stuff after we talk to John Londoff. It's going to be a good day. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. A historic vote on impeachment is expected later today after the House finishes 6 hours of debate. Judiciary Committee.